דוב למן היסיס בוב זיכנת הכהן רית הכנסת אחר שהישראל הישראל וברוך אל התאירה אינוי פויסק. They started creating the Torah, took out the Sefer Torah, and they called up a Yisrael, so there were no Kohanim. If a Kohen showed up, so it depends when he showed up. If he showed up before the Yisrael who got the Aliyah said, Baruch Ato Hashem, and it was until he said Hashem Hashem, then he put the Yisrael on the side and he called the Kohen. Even though the Yisrael already said Baruch Hashem, and we leave the Kohen, we leave the Yisrael up there, so that it shouldn't, okay, there was something wrong with him, and we eventually give him the Aliyah, the third Aliyah. The fact that he just said Bochel is not considered that he started the bracha. There's no problem with bracha at all with this, because the Kohen answers after his Baruch Hashem. The Kohen, the Meister, when he gets to the Aliyah, still says the second time, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. So, if a Kohen came after the Yisrael said Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, the Tzibah should answer after him, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Then afterwards, they call it the second one, and he says the second time. Like we said before, the Yisrael remains up there and he gets his aliyah after the Kohen Levi. The main Hakohen Levi Knesset, Kohen Yisrael Ben Kohen Kohen, Lo Yal Atav Levi. If Yisrael got the first aliyah because there's no Kohen there, then the second aliyah should not go to a Levi. So the Ramah, Rishon Yochel Aleis, you can give a Levi the first aliyah as you want, and the Shavuot says that Sadafka is the Yisrael was not a bigger Talmud Chochem than the Levi. If you have someone clearly a bigger Talmud Chochem, then he goes before the Levi. They point out that he doesn't mention that there is a Kedima of a Levi over Yisrael as equal. You can do whatever you want. In other words, the order is, if you don't have a Kohen there, if the Levi and Yisrael are both there, it sounds like they're both equal. If the Yisrael is more Chochem than the Levi, then give it to Yisrael. But we do find Nechaz Beos and Mosen that there is a Maila of Leviya also. In other words, if there's no Kohen, there is an Indian to give it to a Levi. For some reason, it's not mentioned over here. Want to make a Levi happy, give him the Levi. Yeah, Kamavan, when you give a Leviya to a Levi Yisrael, Kishukoyim Ha'isai, Oymen, Bim Kohen Kohen, Shalayita Leviya Shukoyim. Whoever's getting a Leviya instead of the Kohen, you should say he's getting it in place of the Kohen. Siv Zayin, Nimhoya, Kohen, Levi Ve'itak Nesis, Vakura Kohen, Vesava, Shein Sham Levi. They called up the Kohen and they assumed there was no Levi, so they want to give him the second Aliyah. The Hizkel of Arvel Satoyer, the Shein is Eimah Sikim Myself. Also over here, if he got up to Baruch Ato Hashem as his Baruchah, then he just takes the second Aliyah. If they caught the mistake after he said Baruchu, before he said Baruch Ato Hashem, then we do bring up the Levi, and then the Kohen could go down. He doesn't have to stay up because we see that he already got an Aliyah. Sivches. In Ein HaLevi, Ve'Takneses. The Kohen should go Rishon Revol Sheinis. The Kohen came late. As we said, it's a Kohen and Levim, then the Kohen gets the first two Aliyahs. Avloi Kohen Asa. You should not switch the Kohanim for the second Aliyah. Yishalayim or Yishan Pogum. People should not say that there's something wrong with the first one or the second one. Yeah, that's why they switched them. Siv Tes, Vachem of Yalishne Levim, Zachaze, Yishalayim or Shechemim Pogum. So those who have two Levim, one after the other, which was also in such a circumstances, they will say that the second one is the first one, something wrong with it.